You're listening to the Wildcat Sports Report post-game podcast. Washington 31, Arizona 13. Arizona opens up the Pac-12 season 0-1. Washington is 4-0 for the first time since 2001. In the pregame podcast, discussed this was a measuring stick game for both teams, and I think that really does shape up. For Arizona, their some serious questions. The passing game tonight was brutal. Terrible performance by B.J. Danker and, frankly, the entire mechanics of the passing game. Danker was just 14 of 35 for 119 yards, averaging just 3.4 yards per completion. Was also a two-pick night, and one of those was a key interception that led to Washington's first score. For Washington, it was a good performance. I don't think it was the signature win they were hoping for. I don't think it was one of those that make the nation stand up and say, but it was certainly a decisive victory, even though they had a stretch in the second quarter, second part of the first quarter, where they just did not look good offensively. They were better than Arizona tonight. They were just the better team. They were able to do enough of what they wanted offensively. It wasn't a brilliant offensive performance. 409 yards is below what they've been doing, and only 31 points, and some of that was set up by turnovers. But defensively, they were fantastic. And making no mistake, Danker was bad, but Washington made him worse. But if you're looking at, is this the win? Is this the performance that make you think Washington is a Stanford or an Oregon? I don't think it is. If it's one that makes you say they are clearly in a different class than Arizona, well, I think that was obvious. Right now, they look to be in a group with probably UCLA, although UCLA might be closer to an Oregon or Stanford. But with UCLA, Arizona State, and probably not USC, at that next rung of the ladder, I think Arizona drops below that. Still think Arizona has enough pieces to be a 6-win, 7-win type football team, but any aspirations of being better, any aspirations of getting into that 8-9 and maybe even 10-win, that might have been a stretch, just not there. The quarterback play does not seem good enough. The defense, I don't think, can hold up long enough, although they did some nice things tonight. If you're talking mission accomplished, I think it was mission accomplished for Washington. Despite some awful conditions, they still score 31. And maybe if this is a clearer night and a better weather-wise, maybe they are putting up the 40-some-odd points and it's a 40-20 game, and suddenly a lot more people are excited. But if you are a Husky fan, you cannot be disappointed with the performance. But as an outside observer, did they look like a team that's going to contend for a Rose Bowl? I just think they're not quite in the class of Oregon and Stanford, at least at this time. Does that mean they can't develop? No, I think Keith Price does enough good things. I think Bishop Sankey is enough of a legit back, and this is a pretty darn good defense. If you're a Wildcat fan, the glaring thing is B.J. Danker. Danker just was not good tonight. He missed open receivers. And I think more importantly, he did not get rid of the ball quickly. There were some times he was absolutely running for his life. And before we get too much on the trashing B.J. Danker bandwagon, I think he showed great leadership ability. I think he showed some guts. I think he showed a good ability to run the football. But when it came to passing, there were several times where, if you watch the replay, receivers were open. And it was almost looked like he was second-guessing himself, like he did not believe he was seeing what he was seeing. He did not get rid of the ball quickly. He did not hit open guys. And some receivers didn't do him any favors either. There were some drops. There were some that aren't going to be considered drops, but they're plays really good receivers make. And his receivers did not do that for him. In fact, the best receiver of the night was Kadeem Carey. Carey, who had four catches for 49 yards. Nate Phillips also. Nate Phillips and Samaje Grant were nice players tonight. And really, I actually thought they had better games. But the two combined for six catches. Maybe the bigger disappointment is the veteran trio of Garrick Wharton, Terrence Miller, and Johnny Jackson combined for just four catches for less than 30 yards. And were really no impact. in the game. Although a lot of the blame will go on Danker, some will go on the receivers. I also think the coaching staff made a mistake, and I think early on they tried to establish the run, and they were only going to throw on third and long, and that was not a good situation. Obviously, Danker threw an interception on the first third and long that directly led to Washington's first score and really gave them control of the game, even though from there on out, their offense was as bad as Arizona's at times and actually allowed Arizona to hang in the football game. But one thing that really puzzled me was Arizona did not go out and establish what I call rhythm throws. Quick outs, screen passes, flare passes, passes in the flat that aren't necessarily designed to do anything more than gain 1, 2, 3, 5 yards. Maybe a guy can break it, but realistically what you're just trying to do is get Danker in a rhythm, get the offense in a rhythm so that they build up confidence. One of the big complaints about prior Arizona offenses, whether it was under Sonny Dykes or Mike Canales or the Beedenbo Latrell group, is of the number of quick outs and the quick screens. And part of that is you do get ahead of the chains. Even if you're getting 2, 3, 4 yards, a second and medium, if you will, is better than second and 10. But it also does allow the passer to get into the rhythm. Even those short passes just gets them a feel for the game, a feel for what the DBs are doing. It also forces the DBs to come up and play a little more press coverage, which can open up those things downfield. And Arizona really didn't do that until the third, fourth, fifth drive. At one point, I think Danker was 0 for 4, 0 for 5. He missed on his first passes. And until they developed that rhythm, it still wasn't great. You take out those first 5 passes, it's still sub .500, but it was a little bit better. This is something I think moving forward Arizona probably needs to do. And they did it a lot with Matt Scott, who's a better passer. And again, we saw them do it with Foles in the prior offensive staff was in place. But just those quick passes, those rhythm passes, not only give Danker or whoever's playing quarterback a chance to get into a rhythm, but with decent speed of some of your underneath guys, with Grant and Phillips and with Garrick Wharton, maybe you break something. You make a move, you get past the first defender, and suddenly you're in open space. A little flare pass to carry can be very, very effective. We'll look at more about both teams' offensive woes and what they did right. You're listening to the Wildcat Sports Report post-game podcast, part 1. More after this. Thanks for listening.